Masazal tells that one time there was a person who was very, very sick. Juan al-Islam, this was an unusual case. This person was so sick, he was lying in bed, incapacitated, and he had such pains, especially his teeth, gums, that were so affected that this went on for months of extreme torture. His face became swollen, so swelled up that it was impossible to move, to eat, to speak. And I had to use the greatest extreme methods, therapeutic methods, to remove all his teeth. I think his doctor was summoned in to remove his teeth. Aside from this, the infection had spread to his inner organs. And he suffered pains throughout his entire body internally. It was to the point where it was impossible, humanly, to tolerate this degree of pain. This went on for months, or for years. Benazal spoke about this person. It's very pitiful and very sad, but there is a lesson to be learned from this. Side item, point of information. Benazal said, look at this person, study. See all the yesudim, the suffering, the anguish, the agony, the bitterness that this person suffered for so many years. Now, total up all of that torture he endured. Get the sum total of all his suffering, and he says, I will reveal to you the fact that all his suffering, combined suffering for all those years, is not equal to one singe, a dot, a touch of Gehenna. The tortures of Gehenna are so great that 1 second, one touch of fire in Gehenna hurts more, greater torture to Juan al-Islam than all this man's suffering combined. That's a very horrifying thought. Person commits sins, penalty is Gehenna. Gehenna for a period of time. Whatever period it is, Kadosha stays in Gehenna for 12 months. There are some staying at him for years. Some staying at him forever. Those who break the laws, he discussed about Amunah. If we have no Amunah in Hashem, Amunah in the effected Tehillim by Hashem, or as the Muslims also says, Chiddush Ha'olam. Other items that I mentioned as far as the person losing his part in Gan Eden, the person who stayed Lidayin, the Gemara says, day-to-day, this generation after generation, Achmonos, imagine, to try to conceive what's meant by this type of suffering, Achmonos, how is it possible for a person to go through something like this? And of course, a person does go through. The Gemara says, how is it possible? Well, in heaven, he is given that much strength and tolerance, he does not lose consciousness. He goes through this constant suffering, Achmonos Yetzilayim. What is a key? The key is very simple. Don't do the wrong in the first place, you want to have the Gehenna later. But more important, the person did commit sins where he is doomed to go to Gehenna, not for a day or a week or a year, but forever. He is doomed to go to Gehenna forever. As long as he is still alive, he can have that completely erased and removed. Do not become despondent, dejected, and feel that all is lost. As long as a person is alive, he can turn back to Hashem, despite his Hashem, and I'm genuinely sorry. I want to come back to you. Forgive me for everything. Erase all my past deeds. Remove all danger of Gehenna. This a person can do by the simple expedient of tshuva. The gates of tshuva, the gates of heaven are always opened. There is a helping hand outstretched constantly to accept the person. Certain times more than others. The time of days, Sedis Yimei Tshuva, of course, the gate of heaven opens still wider. But at all time, day and night, 7 days a week, 7 nights a week, every moment of existence, a person wants to turn back to Hashem, will find this hand outstretched, willing to accept him. The Iker knowledge a person should have is these two things. Benazal says, know that you've got to be careful of the slightest type of sin. Avoid the smallest sin possible, because every sin is punished for it. You know, the Gemara says, cursed is that person who dares to say that Hashem will overlook any sin, no matter how small it is. Cursed is that person because Hashem does not overlook. The person comes to the heavenly court, he must pay for everything. There is judgment for every single action on the part of a person, be it action in deeds, in words, or even in thought. Everything must be paid for. But just as much as there is an account be given for everything, so too, the person should not do the smallest sin. But even if he has done the worst sin in existence, that too should not make him lose hope. Should not fall to a point of despondency and say, all is lost, I cannot return, Chas HaShalom. That sin of saying all is lost, Yish, is a greater sin than the actual sin that he committed. The Yish is a worse sin than the Aveda itself. Yish means giving up hope. That's a worse crime and more punishable than even the sin he committed. Explain once it is a Gehenna of fire for the sins he committed. A Gehenna of ice, which is worse, that's for giving up hope. A person is going to be called to turn back that sin. And it all said, be careful of the smallest sin. If you committed the worst sin of all, do not give up hope. This can be corrected through tshuva, through tefillah, through tzedakah, through emunah. Emunah that Hashem wants to and will take you back. A person can be zecher through tefillah and hesbedidus, become the scatter to Hashem, not only to be taken back, but even to reach a point, but even those sins he committed will not be erased, but be converted into mitzvahs. That big sin will now be classed as a mitzvah on his record. That's the koyach, the power of tshuva, tshuva me ahava. A person does it because of his deep emunah and love for Hashem. We should be zecher to this tefillah and his beididus, skashus to the tzaddik emes, the tefillah which we zecher to become closer to Hashem, be evde Hashem, be emes, be yidu, be ahava, be leiv of shoim, and our tefillah should affect the immediate Yeshua Kolius,